The 16th Wednesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus left the house and sat down by the lakeside. As many people gathered round him, he got on a boat. There he sat while the whole crowd stood on the shore, and he spoke to them in parables about many things. Jesus said, "The sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil, and the seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was not deep. But as soon as the sun rose, the plants were scorched and withered, because they had no roots. Again, other seeds fell among thistles, and the thistles grew and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil and produced a crop. Some produced 100-fold, others 60, and others 30. If you have ears, then hear." The commentary today is from Father Julio César Ramos from Salta in Argentina. Today, Jesus, in Matthew's Gospel, starts introducing us into the mysteries of the kingdom, in that particular way that he likes to use, by the means of parables. "The seeds are the word proclaimed, and the sower is he himself. He is not trying to sow in the best possible soil to produce an excellent crop. He has come so that, quote, they may have life and have it to the full, unquote. This is why he does not spare his seeds and generously throws handfuls of them onto the ground, whether it be along the path or on rocky ground or among thistles or, in the end, on good soil. Thus the seeds so generously sown produce the expected yield the toponymic possibilities allow. The Second Vatican Council tells us the word of the Lord is compared to a seed which is sown in a field. Those who hear it with faith and are numbered among the little flock of Christ have truly received the kingdom. Then, by its own power, the seed sprouts and grows until the harvest." Lumen Gentium, number 5. Quote, "Those who hear it with faith," unquote, says the council, you are used to hearing it, because perhaps to reading it, and maybe to pondering over it. Depending on the depth of your faith, through hearing, such will be the fruits the crop will bear. Though these fruits somehow are guaranteed by the vital power of the word seed, our responsibility in the attentive listening to the word is no less important. This is why, if you have ears, then hear. Today, ask the Lord the prophet's yearning. Quote, "When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart, because I bore your name, O Lord, God of hosts." Unquote.